now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper, and great to have you along. Another show this week. More of the best lounge and exotica from across the globe as we broadcast from up high in the Sydney penthouse. This week, finding out about a new release from Clouseau and the passing of a film great. What's the death of the world's oldest working jazz musician? And we look into all things Pan Am. That's all coming up on the show this week. Some new music that was sent to me this week, Adam Small and Blues to Use. As we kick off the Cocktail Nation party, it's go.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Lounge leader Coop Cooper and Narco Lounge combo with the Palms. This week on the show, some exciting news that one of my favourite bands, Clouseau, have been back in the studio, and another fantastic release from the guys. If you haven't heard their music, do check them out, because I tell you what, this is the zenith of Neo Lounge. Clouseau, you'll love them. Thomas Escalante from the band joins me. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic. Now, you got some wonderful news. This is news that I've been waiting for a long time, a new release from Clouseau. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been might be 7 or 8 years. longer than we intended, but it just kind of happened that way.
That is a long time between drinks. You had a little bit of a Kickstarter program going on just a little while ago, which I was involved with you guys, putting a little video together. We had you and Jay and Derek Yanniger in there as well, which was very nicely put together, I must say. How did it all work out? Where are we sitting now? We're all set to go.
Yeah, we've been shipping all the last copies to people that pre-ordered it on Kickstarter, and we're really patient. We had some hiccups along the way, and it's been a while since we put out or at least in this group, period, since we put out some vinyl. And with kind of the resurgence of vinyl, things were pushed back. We ran into some things like publishing issues and Record Store Day kind of slowing the process down, and then they had some issues at the plant, but finally here we are, and we have all the product, and we're really excited to get it out to everybody.
Okay, tell us about this release. What are we calling it? What's the theme? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we kind of, it's 3:45s with, we've covered some people that we really dig, a couple of Mancini tunes, Esquivel, John Barry, Corla Pandit, and one other that'll come to me, but we call it the Clouseau's snappy 45 set, and we've came up with this concept. Derek actually did the art for this 4 or 5 years ago, and basically you take the 45s and each of them have the title on it, and the picture, it's like one continuous picture, and you put the 3 45s together and it makes one kind of serigraph, and it's two-sided, so there's one side of like a band playing and the other side of like little pictures based on the songs.
Yeah, that is fabulous. We've got Kumar, Miniskirt, Mizzaloo, Nothing to Lose, Powerhouse, Search for a Vulcan, Shot in the Dark, all standout tracks. And my favourite track, which we'll play in just a moment, is Search for a Vulcan. I just love what you guys have done with this. It blew my mind as soon as I heard it.
Yeah, that was that's one of the ones I was really pushing for us to do, and I'm really happy how it came out.
I was listening to Miniskirt just the other day in the car, and I thought to myself, man, this is like Esquivel on speed.
Yeah, that's Kelly Doyle at his finest. He's got a kind of a quirky mind. He's into a lot of electronic stuff as well, and he does his pedal magic, and he's in a lot of other projects. So he always brings something that's kind of fresh to the table.
Now, what's the story with getting this album? I know it's going to be a very limited type of run for people who are going, oh, I don't want to miss out on this. What do I do?
Well, I mean, it's going to be, we've got the final pieces finally shipped out, and we're going to start releasing it on our website. And I think there's a one distributor that might have it as well. We're in talks with them at the moment. But you can definitely get it at Clouseau.com. It'll link to my record store, which is Sig's Lagoon. And you can go straight to SigsLagoon.com, and you can pick one of each, or if you want to get the whole picture together, get all three. And if you get all three, we'll also send a MP3 of our interpretation of Miserly.
Okay. Now, you've got a record release party coming up as well. Tell us a little bit about this.
It's happening during Rock Baby Rocket. My neighbor and pal, who owns a barbershop next door, Biggie, puts on this rockabilly weekender that we've played a number of times, and it happens right next door at the Continental Club. And we're going to play in the Big Top Lounge, which is this kind of a sister club. We're going to be doing have a guy that used to breathe fire at our shows. He's got a surf band that he's debuting, and then we'll do our short set of songs from the 45 release, and then some other things as well.
Yeah, Thomas, you got to promise me, you guys have got to be releasing some more stuff. We need more. We just love Clouseau.
You know what? I think finally getting this done has kind of made the creative juices kind of flow. And I've been talking to Kelly and Jay and saying, okay, I want to do this and this, and we're going to record now before I'll tell you what. One of the reasons why things slow down so much is three or four of the guys are teachers in school bands in high school. So every year here in the States, you know, it's football season. So they're done for 4 months, and it's impossible for us to book a show. And of course, the other thing now is Jay's dude. He's had his kiddo this just like a week ago. His wife did. So we're trying to sneak in a show whenever we can when he's not, you know, bouncing a baby out. So there's a lot of life stuff happening, but I mean, we're definitely like, you know, the talks are, let's get something out quicker than 7 or 8 years this time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you what, though, I mean, obviously we're talking about the new release today, but there is plenty of Clouseau material out there for people who have not heard much of your work before. Well, I tell you what, you've got to get into Clouseau. I've always said to people that it's the variety that comes with Clouseau that I just absolutely love. You know, you've got your Space Age Bachelor, Bad Pop. You've got your Exotica in there. You've got some crazy jazz stuff as well. It's the whole package. I mean, you know, Clouseau is, I can't rave about Clouseau enough. Clouseau has been one of my favorite bands for a very, very long time.
Well, thank you. And it's kind of evolved that way. When Jay first came to me, 2001, about the idea, and it's something I've always wanted to do. When people started, the early members started playing together, it was like, it was a jazz thing until they started really listening. And because I think Jay and I were the ones that were really into the lounge and the Exotica stuff, but it's evolved and it's kind of gone in different directions. I mean, we've even gotten into the sort of the Bollywood kind of stuff. Yeah. Kelly especially on the kind of Middle Eastern sound. It's evident in this new project he's been doing.
Thomas, thanks so much for your time tonight. We're going to play Search for a Vulcan right now. Do check out the album. Great to have you along on the show.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You are the Bob. You're the man.
Hi, this is Joseph from Freshwater.
Hey, everybody. This is Steve from Cranbrook.
Just listen to your radio all the time.
Hi, this is Janice from Post Point, and you're listening to the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
You find that you're kissing more but enjoying it less? Well, then just learn a few secrets from Bachelor in Paradise.
Nation, Lounge Leader Coop Cooper and Janice Waller there with Lanny's Pennies. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net. Some news this week that jazz musician Lionel Ferbus has died at his home in New Orleans. 103, in fact, he was considered to be one of the oldest working jazz musicians. He played regularly until even last year. Pretty incredible. And his death came just days after his 103rd birthday. Amazing. Performed all over New Orleans and in suburbs for decades. His ability to read music made him an in-demand musician for gigs, took him to parks, schools, churches, dance halls, and even prisons. He also performed at his 102nd birthday party at every New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival until this past year. Incredible stuff. This is James Spencer now, and the start of our affair on the Cocktail Nation.
Smashing the glass ceiling by living fabulously. It's Coop Cooper on The Cocktail Nation.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my in other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Nation with Barney Kessel there, Something for Cat, Lounge Leader, Coop Cooper, all thanks to ultraswank.net, bringing you the show each week. And do check out the UltraSwank website. They've got some great stuff on there and some fantastic stories, some of which I've contributed to over the years. An hour-long documentary they've got posted on there telling the story of how Pan American World Airways kickstarted the jet age and shrank the globe. Real-life Pan Am girls recalling a high life of luxury and glamour, rubbing shoulders of celebrity passengers, international romances, and having to wear the now infamous girdle. Stars of the jet age, such as Robert Vaughan, Mary Quant, remember the food, the fashion, the girls, and made them regular Pan Am passengers. Do check it out, ultraswank.net. Nice little hour-long video. Well worth checking out, that's for sure. Here's Barbara Lush, Light My Fire on the Cocktail.
That it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie if I was to say to you we couldn't get much higher. Baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitate is through. No time
Dink, meet Felix Leiter.
Hello.
Felix, say hello to Dink.
Hi, Dink.
Dink, say goodbye to Felix. Mm-hmm. Man talk.
Relax. It's Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Donation, Coop Cooper with Hans Carl and Blue Scooter. Some news just gone by that actor James Garner, best known for his television roles as the wisecracking frontier gambler on Maverick, and as an ex-con turned private eye on the Rockford Files, has died at the age of 86. What an incredibly successful actor. He built a six-decade career playing the ruggedly charming, good-natured anti-heroes, received the highest honour of Screen Actors Guild in 2004. He was found dead of natural causes at his Los Angeles home. What an amazing fella. An Oklahoma native who entered show business in the 1950s after serving in the Korean War. He first rose to fame on the TV Western Maverick. What an incredible actor who had such a long career. I love hearing about people who've had very, very long and successful careers, even starring in The Notebook, along with many, many other movies in recent years. But I think for most of us who are into mid-century culture, we're certainly going to remember him as Maverick and, of course, later on in The Rockford Files. Time for a little bit of water swank now, thanks to pastimealbumclocks.com. Mod Palm Springs coming up October 10. You can check out this event, mod-palmsprings.com. DJ Baz playing regularly Wednesday nights at Azul in Palm Springs. Every Saturday, DJ Groove. Every first Saturday, DJ Drew Groove at the Star Bar. Martini Kings got gigs right through to the end of August at this stage. We've got the link on my website, cocktailnation.net. Tiki Aki Orchestra got a couple of shows coming up. September the 6th, and of course, New Year's Eve at Don the Beachcomber with Marina, the fire-eating mermaid. Jack Crosley's Lost World every second Tuesday of the month. Do check this out, because Jack Crosley is an incredible performer. You'll absolutely love him over at Otto's Shrunken Head in New York City. Otto's Grotto Thursdays over at Forbidden Island. Do check him out. And Beat Tiki, August 14, 15, 16, and 17. This is going to be absolutely fabulous. Tiki Oasis, Tiki Beat, back again for 2014. These gigs and lots more online, cocktailnation.net. Bobby Darin now with Charade.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned and you were gone, while from the darkened wings the music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will, best on the bill, charade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned and you were gone, while from the darkened wings the music box played on and on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, yes, I always will, best on the bill, charade.
things money can't buy. For everything else, there's the Cocktail Nation.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get their kicks from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bum me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick from a plane flying too high in the sky with some guy is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Every time I see you standing there before me, I get a kick, though it's clear to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick from a plane flying too high in the sky with some guy is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, ooh, what a kick, I get a kick out of you.
Cocktail Nation, Leslie the Coop Cooper, and Chris Connor. I get a kick out of you. Next week, some classic comedy coming your way. And right now, Stolen Idols and Invitation. Stay here.